Ezekiel chapter 11. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the east gate of Yahweh's house, which looks eastward, and behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city, which say, It is not near, let us build houses, this city is the cauldron, and we are the flesh. Therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of Yahweh fell upon me and said unto me, Speak, thus says Yahweh, thus have you said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. You have multiplied your slain in this city, and you have filled the streets thereof with the slain. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, your slain whom you have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron, but I will bring you forth out of the midst of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring a sword upon you, says the Lord Yahweh. And I will bring you out of the midst thereof, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, and will execute judgments among you. You shall fall by the sword, I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. This city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall you be the flesh in the midst thereof, but I will judge you in the border of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, for you have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died, then fell I down upon my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord Yahweh, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, your brethren, even your brothers, the men of your kindred, and all the house of Israel holy, are they to whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get you far from Yahweh, unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will even gather you from the people, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come there, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from there. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walks after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord Yahweh. Then did the cherubims lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of Yahweh went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain which is on the east side of the city. Afterward the Spirit took me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spoke unto them of the captivity all the things that Yahweh had shown me. Ezekiel chapter 12. The word of Yahweh also came unto me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not, they have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, you son of man, prepare you things for removing, and remove by day in their sight, and you shall remove from your place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. Then shall you bring forth your things by day in their sight, as things for removing, and you shall go forth at evening in their sight, as they that go forth into captivity. Dig you through the wall in their sight, and carry out thereby. In their sight shall you bear them upon your shoulders, and carry them forth in the twilight. You shall cover your face, that you see not the ground, for I have set you for a sign to the house of Israel. And I did so, as I was commanded. I brought forth my things by day, as things for captivity, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought them forth in the twilight, and I bore them upon my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning came the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said unto you, What do you? Say you unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, This burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel that are among them. Say, I am your sign, like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity. And the prince that is among them shall bear upon his shoulder in the twilight, and shall go forth. They shall dig through the wall to carry out thereby. He shall cover his face, that he sees not the ground with his eyes. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, yet shall he not see it, though he shall die there. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them in the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the heathen where they go, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling, and with anxiousness. And say unto the people of the land, Thus says the Lord Yahweh of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and of the land of Israel. They shall eat their bread with anxiousness, and drink their water with astonishment, that her land may be desolate from all that is therein, because of the violence of all them that dwell therein. And the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision fails? Tell them therefore, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision, nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am Yahweh. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, says the Lord Yahweh. Again, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesies of the times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, There shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 13. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say you unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear you the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Yahweh. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying Yahweh says and Yahweh has not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say Yahweh says it, although I have not spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, says the Lord Yahweh. And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. Because even because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say to them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall split it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, where is the daubing with which you have daubed it? Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will even split it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that you have daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be uncovered, and it shall fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that daubed it. That is, the prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, says the Lord Yahweh. Likewise, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy you against them. And say, thus says the Lord Yahweh, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the heads of those of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people? And will you save the souls alive that come to you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I am against your pillows, with which you there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way, by promising him life. Therefore you shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 14. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat before me. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, every man of the house of Israel that sets up his idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, will answer him that comes according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that dwells in Israel, which separates himself from me, and sets up his idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahweh, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. And if the prophet is deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, Yahweh, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeks unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their God, says the Lord Yahweh. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sins against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says the Lord Yahweh. If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it is desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beasts, though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, they only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, Sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into that land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, how much more when I send my four grievous judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast? Yet, behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings, and you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings, and you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 15. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work, or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel, the fire devours both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. It is good for any use? Behold, when it was whole, it was made for no use. How much less shall it be made yet for any use, when the fire has devoured it, and it is burned? Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them, they shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them, and you shall know that I am Yahweh when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 16. Again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of Man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh to Jerusalem, Your birth and your nativity is of the land of Canaan, your father was an Amorite, and your mother a Hittite. And as for your nativity, in the day you were born your navel was not cut, neither were you washed in water to supple you, you were not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied you to do any of these things to you, to have compassion upon you, but you were cast out in the open field to the loathing of your person in the day that you were born. And when I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, I said unto you when you were in your blood, Live. Yes, I said unto you when you were in your blood, Live. I have caused you to multiply as the bud of the field, and you have increased and become great, and you have come to excellent ornaments. Your breasts are fashioned, and your hair is grown, whereas you were naked and bare. Now when I passed by you and looked upon you, behold, your time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swore unto you and entered into a covenant with you, says the Lord Yahweh, and you became mine. Then washed I you with water. Yes, I thoroughly washed away your blood from you, and I anointed you with oil. I clothed you also with embroidered work, and shod you with badger skin, and I girded you about with fine linen, and I covered you with silk. I decked you also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon your hands, and a chain on your neck. And I put a jewel on your forehead, and earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown upon your head. Thus were you decked with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen and silk and embroidered work. You did eat fine flour and honey and oil, and you were exceedingly beautiful, and you did prosper into a kingdom. And your renown went forth among the heathen for your beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon you, says the Lord Yahweh. But you did trust in your own beauty, and played the harlot because of your renown, and poured out your fornications on everyone that passed by, his it was. And of your garments you did take, and decked your high places with diverse colours, and played the harlot thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. You have also taken your fair jewels of my gold, and of my silver, which I had given you, and made to yourself images of men, and did commit whoredom with them. And took your embroidered garments and covered them, and you have set my oil and my incense before them. My food also, which I gave you, fine flour and oil and honey, with which I fed you, you have even set it before them for a sweet savour. And thus it was, says the Lord Yahweh. Moreover, you have taken your sons and your daughters, whom you have borne unto me, and these have you sacrificed to them to be devoured. Is this of your whoredoms a small matter, that you have slain my children, and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? And in all your abominations and your whoredoms, you have not remembered the days of your youth, when you were naked and bare, and were polluted in your blood. And it came to pass after all your wickedness, woe, woe unto you, says the Lord Yahweh, that you have also built to you an eminent place, and have made you a high place in every street. You have built your high place at every head of the way, and have made your beauty to be abhorred, and have opened your feet to every one that passed by, and multiplied your whoredoms. You have also committed fornication with the Egyptians, your neighbours, great of flesh, and have increased your whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over you, and have diminished your ordinary food, and delivered you to the will of them that hate you, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of your lewd way. You have played the whore also with the Assyrians, because you were insatiable. Yes, you have played the harlot with them, and yet could not be satisfied. You have moreover multiplied your fornication in the land of Canaan to Chaldea, and yet you were not satisfied herewith. How weak is your heart, says the Lord Yahweh, seeing you do all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman, in that you build your eminent place in the head of every way, and make your high place in every street, and have not been as a harlot in that you scorn hire, but as a wife that commits adultery, which takes strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but you give your gifts to all your lovers, and hire them, that they may come to you on every side for your whoredom. And the contrary is in you from other women in your whoredoms, whereas none follows you to commit whoredoms, and in that you give a reward, and no reward is given unto you, therefore you are contrary. Therefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because your filthiness was poured out, and your nakedness uncovered, through your whoredoms with your lovers, and with all the idols of your abominations, and by the blood of your children which you did give unto them. Behold, therefore, I will gather all your lovers with whom you have taken pleasure, and all them that you have loved, with all them that you have hated, I will even gather them round about against you, and will uncover your nakedness unto them, that they may see all your nakedness. And I will judge you as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged, and I will give you blood in fury and jealousy. And I will also give you into their hand, and they shall throw down your eminent place, and shall break down your high places. They shall strip you also of your clothes, and shall take your fair jewels, and leave you naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against you, and they shall stone you with stones, and thrust you through with their swords. And they shall burn your houses with fire, and execute judgments upon you in the sight of many women. And I will cause you to cease from playing the harlot, and you also will give no hire any more. So will I make my fury toward you to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from you, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry. Because you have not remembered the days of your youth, but have fretted me in all these things, behold, therefore, I also will recompense your way upon your head, says the Lord Yahweh, and you shall not commit this lewdness above all your abominations. Behold, every one that uses proverb shall use this proverb against you, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. You are your mother's daughter, that loathes her husband and her children, and you are the sister of your sisters, which loathe their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father an Amorite. And your elder sister is Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell at your left hand, and your younger sister that dwells at your right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet have you not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but, as if that were a very little thing, you were corrupted more than they in all your ways. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, Sodom your sister has not done, she nor her daughters, as you have done, you and your daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, an abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me, therefore I took them away as I saw good. Neither has Samaria committed half of your sins, but you have multiplied your abominations more than they, and have justified your sisters in all your abominations which you have done. You also, which have judged your sisters, bear your own shame, for your sins that you have committed were more abominable than theirs. They are more righteous than you, yes. Be you confounded also, and bear your shame, in that you have justified your sisters. When I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then will I bring again the captivity of your captives in the midst of them, that you may bear your own shame, and may be confounded in all that you have done, in that you are a comfort unto them. When your sisters Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former estate, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former estate, then you and your daughters shall return to your former estate. Your sister Sodom was not mentioned by your mouth in the day of your pride, before your wickedness was discovered, as at the time of your reproach, of the daughters of Syria, and all that are round about her, the daughters of the Philistines, which despise you round about. You have borne your lewdness and your abomination, says Yahweh. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will even deal with you as you have done, which have despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish unto you an everlasting covenant. Then you shall remember your ways and be ashamed, when you shall receive your sisters, your elder and your younger, and I will give them unto you for daughters, but not by your covenant. And I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, that you may remember and be ashamed, and never open your mouth any more because of your shame, when I am pacified toward you for all that you have done, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 17. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel, and say, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, a great eagle with great wings, long-winged, full of feathers, which had diverse colours, came unto Lebanon, and took the highest branch of the cedar. He cropped off the top of his young twigs, and carried it into a land of traffic. He set it in a city of merchants. He took also of the seed of the land, and planted it in a fruitful field. He placed it by great waters, and set it as a willow tree. And it grew, and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and the roots thereof were under him. So it became a vine, and brought forth branches, and shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers, and, behold, this vine did bend her roots toward him, and shot forth her branches toward him, that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. It was planted in a good soil by great waters, that it might bring forth branches, and that it might bear fruit, that it might be a goodly vine. Say you, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof, and cut off the fruit thereof, that it withers? It shall wither in all the leaves of her spring, even without great power, or many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Yes, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither when the east wind touches it? It shall wither in the furrows where it grew. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Say now to the rebellious house, Know you not what these things mean? Tell them, Behold, the king of Babylon has come to Jerusalem, and has taken the king thereof, and the princes thereof, and led them with him to Babylon, and has taken of the king's seed, and made a covenant with him, and has taken an oath of him. He has also taken the mighty of the land, that the kingdom might be based, that it might not lift itself up, but that by keeping of his covenant it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and much people. Shall he prosper? Shall he escape that does such things? Or shall he break the covenant and be delivered? As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, surely in the place where the king dwells, that made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he broke, even with him in the midst of Babylon, he shall die. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war, by casting up mounts and building forts to cut off many persons. Seeing he despised the oath by breaking the covenant, when, lo, he had given his hand and has done all these things, he shall not escape. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, as I live, surely my oath that he has despised, and my covenant that he has broken, even it will I recompense upon his own head. And I will spread my net upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, and will plead with him there for his trespass, that he has trespassed against me. And all his fugitives with all his bands shall fall by the sword, and they that remain shall be scattered toward all winds, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it, I will crop off from the top of his young twigs, a tender one, and will plant it high, and will plant it upon a high and eminent mountain. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell, and all the trees of the field shall know that I, Yahweh, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, Yahweh, have spoken it and have done it.